Here's an interesting statistic. In another poll that was taken of realizing your dreams, people that made $15,000 a year said, if I made $50,000, I could realize my dreams. People that made $50,000 said, if I made $100,000, I could realize my dreams. In the question, have you realized your dreams? 5% of those making $15,000 said, yes, I have realized my dreams. Of the people making $100,000, 6% said, yes, is it worth it? I mean, I think that's what cocaine use is about in the middle class. Is the failure of the myths. It's a symptom of the failure of the myths. And the myths fail because they are only of the mind. They are not of the balance of the mind and the heart. I mean, the Native Americans, whom we almost succeeded in performing genocide on completely, or driving to drink, they understood the balances, and the ones that are left, some of them still do. Funny, we were killing off just the kind of wisdom we need at this point, because without it, we're starving to death. We're in our minds, and our minds are science and technology and all the excreta they produce, and we are just getting the full cultural realization that our minds can certainly produce a lot of garbage, worrisome stuff. I mean, I love the dialogue about nuclear waste, the one, we of the Department of Energy have decided that we're going to dig a hole 2 miles long and 2 miles wide in a sand cavern and make barrels that are double strength and put all of the nuclear waste underground, and there the salt will enlarge and it will protect everything for... How long is that life, the toxic life of nuclear waste? 250,000 years? Are you sure it's going to work? Well, our research shows. Did you do research for 250,000 years? It's 100 times longer than recorded history. Well, we extrapolated for, aha, we have a theory. I mean, just the realization of the fact that our minds, trying to do good, create cheap energy that would make everybody have more, a better life. Our minds, because we fully couldn't tune so we could wonder about the implications of our acts, have created difficult situations. And when you're in the mind, you can become extremely repressive and even violent when you're just caught in the mind. You get very frightened. And you start to do stuff that you just couldn't do if you were in your heart. Like a memo slipped out of the Department of Energy that said, we don't really know this thing's going to work at the Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico, but that's a low population, very poor area, and it's really what we'll call a sacrifice zone. Which didn't sit well with the people of New Mexico. I mean, I don't have to go there because you have Rocky Flats, your good fortune. And it looks like all the king's horses and all the king's men can't make that land fit to live in for the next many 10,000 generations or something. I really encourage you to stay very vigilant and not to just trust good father figures on this one. Yeah. Because they have an agenda. They have the agenda of the mind, and the mind is concerned with control and mastery. And I thought Joanna Macy had a great suggestion. You probably all know this, but she said, you know, we don't know what to do with the nuclear waste. Nothing we theorize will work, may work, or may not. The only safe way is, at the moment that we know, is to keep it above ground and monitor it. So let's build these huge shrines of nuclear waste, and then we'll have a monk's order, like the Peace Corps, who'll give a year to monitor, and then people can make visits to these pilgrimage sites to see the product of our era. And we'll just turn it around into something that we can use to become wise. Probably the government's not going to buy that model, but it appealed to me. The increasing polarization between the haves and the have-nots is a product of mind, not of heart. All the social, all the root sources of the deepest myths of our culture, which we've cut ourselves off from, like the Bible, Old and New Testament, and the Republic, all were rooted in the balance between the mind and the intuitive wisdom, the higher wisdom. Like 50 of 55 of the people that worked on the Constitution, and roughly the same proportion in the Declaration of Independence, were all Freemasons. And Freemasonry wasn't just a social club. Freemasons were an order concerned with higher consciousness, a practicing order, and the members of that framed all these documents, which were based on the understanding that the only way the game works on this plane is to recognize that there are other planes of reality, so you have a context for living in this one. So that you've got to keep always open to the deeper truths of reality as you govern this one, and they look to the leaders to do that. And that's what the dollar bill, the pyramid with the little pyramid above with the eye in it, that's the upper wisdom and that's the earth wisdom, and they must stay close together and come together for the pyramid to be whole. And it's time for us to reread those documents from where our consciousness is now, not because most of the people that are only in their minds, who are like the Supreme Court for the most part, I mean, not totally, by the way, I mean, but mostly, they can't read the documents anymore. They're like maps that they're not standing in the right place to be able to understand them, so they keep misinterpreting them. I mean, Jefferson was freaked when he went to France and saw the discrepancy between the rich and the poor. He said, you can't build a stable government on a thing like that. But our myths of individuality and consumerism and all that built these myths where mythic figures can do that, and where Thomas Keating, whatever his name is, Keating, not Thomas, Mr. SNL, you know, can justify his salaries or all these bizarre salaries. Well, I worked hard that year. $80 million worth, you know? A lot of strain in my job. Yeah, well, if your kids were starving to death, there's a little strain too.